This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in to 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Mac, Dusty, little reminder. I'm sure you all know where you were when this happened. Mac, you were six, so I doubt it. 20 years ago today was the Malice at the Palace.
Mac, do you even know what that is?
Of course he does. He's a basketball geek.
All right. I remember exactly where I was. We were at Charlie Hooper's that night.
Oh, man.
And this thing, if I'm not mistaken, it was like the day before Thanksgiving or the 2 days before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And this thing went down, brother. Oh, yeah. Like it
because
was stupid
wild.
Because the place was packed. I remember it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Place was jam packed at Charlie Hooper's, and everybody's watching this thing, like going, "Oh my God, I can't believe what I just saw." And like that kind of changed the course of fan interaction, I guess you could say, over the years. Like you go on the court, you go on the field, you go on the baseball diamond, you deserve to get your ass kicked and bloodied and kicked again.
The funniest video is the guy that like throws the cup and then's like bragging about it. He's like, yeah, it's like, here comes Ron Artest, dude.
Yep. And I don't fault the players at all for that.
So we start bench cut. Malice in the Palace. Who's the guy that's your guy that you're taking to stick up for you? Ron Artest, Ben Wallace, Jermaine O'Neal.
Well, it's Artest.
Over Wallace?
Yeah.
I'm starting Ben Wallace in a brawl.
That's fair. That's close.
That dude's scary. I would cut Jermaine O'Neal. I would start Ben Wallace, and I would bench Artest.
You bench Artest. See, I would start Artest, bench Wallace, and cut O'Neal. Yeah, like, we're all cutting Jermaine O'Neal out of this one. Right? Yeah.
I think those were just, like, the three main guys. And then Steven Jackson, I think, was the other one that threw, like, a sucker punch.
Yeah.
They did a documentary on that was fantastic.
It was great. Yeah, I do remember that a couple years ago. I can't believe it's been 20 years, though, already.
20 years.
God.
20 years, Malice in the Palace. We continue, start, bench, cut. Three quarterbacks.
All brought to you by our friends over at Jay's Southland Tow. Who do you want to go with today?
Starting quarterbacks on start, bench, cut. Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. I don't need to ask Bob, but go ahead, Bob.
All right, Bo Nix, I'm going to start. I'm going to bench Drake May. I'm cutting Caleb Williams. He stinks.
Mac, did we know that was coming?
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, right now, yeah. You can cut Williams. That's fine. Right now, that's fine.
Okay. Do you start Bo Nix?
Yeah, I'm going to start Bo.
And you bench Drake May?
Yep.
No need to discuss any further. We all have the same agreement.
Yeah.
When it comes to these quarterbacks right now, start, bench, cut.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert.
Starting Hurts, benching Lamar, cutting Herbert.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
No interceptions in his 8 straight games for Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Team's rolling. He's thriving with Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson, who has reassured himself as a wide receiver one in that offense.
Yep. Still going with it. Not a fan. Win the playoffs.
You should look at his numbers.
75-point lead in the postseason.
You should look at Johnson's numbers from last year to already this year. It's insane.
Who's? Oh, Quentin's? Oh, my gosh.
It's insane. The kid out of TCU.
It's going to be that guy where there was a guy that played quarterback in Green Bay years ago that I would always forget was a pretty good quarterback. And I go, that guy. Mm-hmm. Now he's playing in New York. Justin Herbert's going to be like that guy for me. Sure. It's just going to be take me forever to come around on that guy.
You're already $20 in debt. Tread lightly. I think I would start right now Justin Herbert, bench Lamar, and cut Jalen Hurts. Because I think a lot of the Philadelphia success is riding on Saquon Barkley and him being able to open up that offense to a dynamite wide receiver, one at A.J. Brown. Davante Adams gets slept on a lot of times. Not Davante Adams, but Devonta Smith.
Yeah, Devonta Smith. Yeah.
But again, I would start Justin Herbert as of right now, bench Lamar, and cut Jalen Hurts.
So the opposite of Bob, exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Opposites attract.
Damn right. I think I see where you're going. I think I'm still going to put Lamar that starter. I'm still going to give him that starter. I would take Herbert over him, but I'm going to go Herbert bench. I'll cut Hurts.
We get to the Whoppers.
Do some Whoppers, man.
This one comes to the Offensive Players of the Year candidacy. Start, bench, cut. Saquon Barkley, Ja'Marr Chase, Derrick Henry.
Starting Barkley, benching Henry, cutting Chase.
Okay.
I'll start Barkley, bench Chase, cut Henry.
Same.
Yep. Fair.
We go to some of the greatest, most fun backup quarterbacks to start, bench, ooh, cut, since one is relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tommy DeVito, Jameis Winston.
Starting Fitzpatrick, benching Winston, cutting DeVito.
I'm eating that W, baby. Let me start Jameis.
Yeah.
I'll cut Fitzpatrick.
Do we even know what that means yet?
Yeah. You just never know with Winston.
Man.
Like, five touchdowns or five picks. I don't know.
Yeah.
30 and 30 in 1 year, man.
And 5,000 yards. That's the most insane
stat.
We'll
never see it.
He started the season off with a pick six and ended the season with a pick six, threw 30 touchdowns, threw 30 interceptions, and threw for 5,000 yards. If that's not the biggest, like, mind F you've ever seen in a quarterback's game, that's it right there. And that's why I love red zone when Cleveland's down by like 10, because here it comes.
That guy just doesn't care.
No. Yeah.
He has no clue about what's going on. He just goes out and just balls.
I wish more quarterbacks had that mentality and didn't think as much.
You're right. 100%.
I say that all the time with golfers, right? I say that, like, don't go out there being like, I need to put this in the center of the fairway, 250 yards out from my next shot. Go up there and hit the ball.
Rip it.
Just go hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You're already six over through five holes, Dave. Come on.
Game's over for you, pal.
This one, now we get into the food. Burger King has a new slate of Whoppers. They have a street corn Whopper, mm-hmm, a barbecue Whopper, and a pickle ranch Whopper.
I think I'm actually going in that order. I'm going to start the street corn just out of curiosity.
Oh, ugh.
I'm going to bench the barbecue and the pickle ranch one. I don't know about that.
I think that's what I'm starting.
Really?
Yeah, street corn. I'm not a huge corn guy. My buddy Sean ate probably three large cans of corn at our Friendsgiving. Literally, three large cans of corn. Didn't stop. Did not stop eating corn, man. But
how'd that come out the next day?
I don't know. We were hearing it that night. I can tell you that much. We were outside sitting around the fire, and I was afraid he was going to light that thing on fire. But no, I think I'm starting the pickle ranch Whopper. A lot of flavor. Barbecue. I'm going to bench it. We've had that before. Or the rodeo burger from Burger King. Dynamite selection. And then the cutting of the street corn Whopper. So, Dr. Mackenstein.
So, the street corn beef patty with street corn spread, lettuce, tomato, and tortilla chips with a Mexican spicy queso.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a little interested when I read that.
Right.
I am a little intrigued.
A little DeVito hand.
Yeah, a little Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Hey,
whopper,
you can have it your way. It's your rules. Whopper.
Exactly. Yeah. You rule. I'm going to bench it. I will start the fried pickle ranch, and I'm sadly enough, even though I think it'll hit, I'm going to cut maple bourbon.
Okay, the maple bourbon barbecue?
Yeah.
Sticking to the season, start, bench, cut these events. Friendsgiving, ugly sweater Christmas party, New Year's Eve house party.
I'm going to start the ugly sweater Christmas party, bench Friendsgiving, and I'm not a New Year's guy. It may happen this year, and I probably won't notice.
Yeah, I'll probably start Friendsgiving, man. Those are really fun. I'll bench New Year's Eve, and I'll cut Ugly Sweater, I think.
I think, yeah, I'm starting Friendsgiving, pinching ugly sweater, New Year's Eve. It's fun. It is what it is. But I like the little house party where there's like 10 to 15 people, nothing crazy, champagne toast at midnight, Uber ride home, see you later, have my fun. Yeah. But the other two outweigh the other that one by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Smells in your car. New car smell, black ice, or leather?
I think I'm going to start new car. I'm going to bench leather, and then I'll get rid of black ice.
Same. Yep.
I'm starting leather, benching black ice, cutting new car. We've all smelled new car for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's a good smell, though. It really is.
They're all three great.
But you can't recreate the new car smell.
That comes
like,
once.
They sell these new car scents. It doesn't smell like a new car.
Food-wise, chicken, pork, salmon. Ooh. Start, bench, cut.
I'm going to start all three.
Okay.
I'm going to go over to Hy-Vee. I'm going to get my chicken. I'm going to get my pork, and I'm going to get my salmon.
And you can do all that on your Blackstone all at once.
All at once on Blackstone.
And you've got meals for the week.
Yeah, you do. It's great, man. You go to Hy-Vee once, buy all the stuff, cook it all on your Blackstone, and you can feed the family all week long. And then they complain there's nothing to eat.
I think I'm starting salmon, benching pork, and cutting chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start salmon, I'll bench chicken, I'll cut pork.
Okay.
That's hard, though, man.
On to the chippies from one Bob Fesco. Doritos, Fritos, Cheetos.
Okay, I'm starting Doritos.
Does it matter what flavor? Do we get into semantics too much there?
Semantics. Okay. The Dorito, I don't care what you have, we're starting the Dorito.
Okay.
I'm benching the Cheetos, and I ate way too many Fritos in 1985, so they're gone to the ground. I threw up in the car on the way home from a football game. It was not good. Ooh. So, but I can go back to the Frito. It's not like I've
sworn
off the Frito, but, you know, it's down the line.
I agree with the list.
Oh, you're in agreement. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch it up. I think Cheeto. I think Cheetos are start
Puff
for me.
Or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Okay.
Crunchy. And then Doritos and then Fritos, yeah. Fritos are good, but yeah.
Last one on the list, pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie.
All right, I'm going to start the pecan pie, but only if it's made from fresh pecans that I found on the ground in Seguin, Texas. Okay. Did that one year. Phenomenal. You pick your own pecans off the ground of the golf course. They're outstanding.
That sounds fun.
It was, but they only come every other year. It's really weird how the pecan crop works.
Mm. Okay.
Then I'm going to bench pumpkin, and then I'm going to get rid of apple.
I'm starting apple, benching pumpkin, pecan pie can get lost.
A good pecan pie, though, is really, really good. Oh, so good.
No such thing.
Yeah, brioche. Same here.
All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.